brought to you by Penguin.
Buy a Bullet by Greg Hurwitz. Read by Scott Brick.
She takes the pain. Takes it so well. This is evident the moment she enters the upscale coffee shop in downtown Palo Alto. She is on the arm of a trim man with artfully tousled hair, two-day growth, and Bono sunglasses. Or rather, he is on her arm, his fist wrapped around her slender biceps, steering her, conveying ownership. She winces against the pressure of his grip, allowing a slight crimp of the right eye, but her grin doesn't so much as flicker. Experience has taught her. Bringing up the rear is a head taller, broad-chested specimen of a bodyguard, ex-military judging by hair and posture. His deferential bearing suggests that when tasked, he also performs the services of a personal assistant, as do most employees in the orbit of the very rich. He is youthful. His body fat is single-digit. Muscles sheathe him like armor. In the corner of the shop, a man notes this little retinue over a lifted cup of espresso. He is around 30 years old, not too handsome, unobtrusive, just an average guy. At his feet sits a bag bulky with night vision gear handed to him hours ago through the rear door of a Sandhill office in exchange for a banded stack of bills. He is not a regular in the Bay Area. Having collected what he came for, he is pit-stopped for a quick cut before the five-hour haul back to Los Angeles. But now, his interest is piqued by this woman, and the man clamped to her. The coffee shop on University Avenue gets all kinds, or rather all Silicon Valley kinds. A trio of Scandinavian engineers in their dockers and rumpled short-sleeve button-ups. Entrepreneurs-to-be hunched over slender silver laptops plugged into headsets, 20-somethings wearing Havaianas and slurping free-trade coffee, keychain carabiners dangling off their belt loops. The wood-paneled confines smell of Guatemalan roast and ambition, and hum with caffeine and a variety of pleasingly accented voices. At the couple's entrance, activity ceases for a moment, but it is not surprisingly at the woman's considerable Midwestern beauty. The ensuing stir appears to be due to the man in the yellow-tinted shades. From the whispers making the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?